You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Hello, friends of Radio Maria, and welcome to day 33 of preparation to Marian consecration. I am using the book from Father Michael Gately entitled 33 Days to Morning Glory. Today, we are going to put everything that we've learned, put it all together. Let us first pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Putting it all together. For the last 4 days, we've been reviewing the last 4 weeks of our retreat. During these days, we've not only been reviewing the material, we've also begun to put together all that we've learned. I say we've begun to put it together. We're probably not yet at a point where we can grasp and manifold the truth of Marian consecration in a single gaze. As John Paul put it, to get to this point, a unifying statement may be helpful, something like the first principle and foundation that St. Ignatius of Loyola came up with to summarize and give clarity and focus to his spirituality. Actually, I think we need more than just a statement. We need a prayer, something we can frequently repeat even every day, that not only reminds us of the meaning of our consecration, but actually expresses the gift of ourself to Jesus through Mary. While several of the saints we've learned from during these past weeks have written excellent prayers or formulas of consecration, I'm not going to present their formulas here. Instead, I'm going to present an updated prayer of consecration that combines the main insights we've covered during the retreat. Even though I'm no saint, I feel confident to do this because I'm making use of the actual words and ideas of all four of Marian saints of our retreat. Moreover, I feel emboldened to compose this new prayer because the words of Pope Pius XII on the occasion of St. Louis de Montfort's canonization are as follows. True devotion aims essentially at union with Jesus under the guidance of Mary. The form and practice of this devotion may vary according to time, place, and personal inclination. Within the bounds of sound and safe doctrine, of orthodoxy and dignity of worship, the Church leaves her children a just margin of liberty. She is conscious that true and perfect devotion to Our Lady is not bound up in any particular modes in such a way that one of them can claim a monopoly over others. Inspired by these words and taking the liberty the Pope gives us, I offer the following updated prayer of consecration that aims to capture the essentials of what we've learned during our retreat. Now, if it doesn't fit with your personal inclination, don't worry. You can always take the liberty to write your own prayer or use one written by the saints. Anyway, here's a summary statement of what we learned, a statement that's also a prayer from the heart. I, a repentant sinner, renew and ratify today in your hands, O Immaculate Mother, the vows of my baptism. I renounce Satan and resolve to follow Jesus Christ even more closely than before. Mary, I give you my heart. Please set it on fire with love for Jesus. Make it always attentive to his burning thirst for love and for souls. Keep my heart in your most pure heart, and may I love Jesus and the members of his body with your own perfect love. Mary, I entrust myself totally to you, my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions. Please make of me, of all that I am and have, whatever most pleases you. Let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and merciful hands for bringing the greatest possible glory to God. If I fall, please lead me back to Jesus. Wash me in the blood and water that flow from his pierced side, and help me never to lose my trust in this fountain of love and mercy. With you, O Immaculate Mother, you who always do the will of God, I unite myself to the perfect consecration of Jesus as he offers himself in the Spirit to the Father for the life of the world. Amen. Soon you'll consecrate yourself or reconsecrate yourself totally to Jesus through Mary, and that's great. To do this, though, you'll need a prayer of consecration. Whether you use the one I just presented, one from the saints, or one of your own making, I encourage you to meditate on its meaning today. Such meditation on the prayer of consecration is a perfect preparation for Consecration Day. You can find the prayer of consecration on our website, radiomaria.ca.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Hello, friends of Radio Maria, and welcome to week 5 of our preparation for Marian consecration using Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory. You will be making your consecration to Mother Mary. I would like to suggest to you, as part of your preparation for consecration, to receive the sacrament of reconciliation. Reconciliation allows us to better discern God's will for us and give us the grace to follow God's will in our lives. It's a pure gift. So I also would like to welcome back Boots and Enzina to share with us their final thoughts on week 5. But before we begin, let's start off with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome, Enzina. Welcome, Boots. And here we are again on our final week of gathering together that we've been journeying for the past 5 weeks on preparing ourselves for Marian consecration. And we've seen the views and thoughts and reflections of various Marian saints, starting with St. Louis de Montfort, St. Maximilian Kolbe, St. Mother Teresa, and Pope John Paul II. So there was a lot of food for thought, a lot of food for our souls to enrich our spiritual lives. I'd like to ask you, these past 5 weeks, what are some of the thoughts and conclusions that you've come in doing these reflections and reading the Father Michael Gately's book and preparing yourself for consecration?
Yes, I think that St. Maximilian Kolbe was saying about relying on her powerful intercession, experiencing her tender care, and speaking to her from our hearts, letting ourselves be led by her, having recourse to her in all things, and trusting her completely. I think this has been a journey, like an inner retreat, a pilgrimage, that has helped us to do all these things, like to feel her powerful intercession a little more, and to know that we have recourse to her, like we can go to her with whatever needs or desires we may have, and just to ask her what our next steps should be in our lives and how we can care for our families a little more, like she cares for us and how she cared and nurtured Jesus. And so I think that there's so many insights about this during these past few weeks, and it's also exciting to have the actual consecration day be upon us as well. So I'm sure that everyone feels an inner excitement right now, and has also, like our listeners at home, I'm sure they have found something over these few weeks, something new about Mother Mary, or a way in which they were able to approach her with some kind of challenge or problem. And whether or not they did hear an answer, know that she is definitely there beside you and feeling her presence more and more every day. And sometimes you don't feel the presence, like what we heard Saint Mother Teresa went through, many years of dryness and darkness, but she just kept with her faith and knew that Mother Mary was there anyway, even though she couldn't exactly feel that Mother Mary was with her. So that's something that for us to keep in mind as well.
That's so true. Sometimes our feelings are not what reality is all about, and it's our faith that carries us through.
Yes, exactly. Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Enzina. Okay. What are some of your thoughts?
I find that these four saints, they're very powerful. Very, very powerful. And just to read what they've gone through really makes me feel so small. Mm. You know, you really have to humble yourself. And trust in the Lord is really paramount, right? Because if we have trust in Him, we can do anything. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's really through prayers and through closeness to Mother Mary, to go to Jesus, is what we should always be reminded of. Whatever we do it for Him, through our Mother Mary, who's always here to guide us. And she gives us, just, of course, Jesus gives us hope, but through her, we also see that hope that can materialize in our daily lives, and that joy that we need in combination with whatever pain and sufferings we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
It's all for the love of God.
It is. Yes. It's all for the glory of God. So true. Two thoughts come to mind as I'm thinking about the conclusion of this journey. Even though we are at the end of our preparation, it really is only the beginning of a new life. And the beginning begins with the consecration of Mother Mary, and it keeps going. We keep journeying with her. And what comes also to mind is that Mother Mary knows our needs. She knows them very, very well, because at the wedding at Cana, she knew the needs of the bride and the groom, and what that they ran out of wine. And she told the servants, do whatever he tells you, meaning her son. So basically, she knows what my needs, what my desires are, and she knows what to bring to the Lord Jesus in order for me to be fulfilled along my journey and to feel the support and the encouragement that I need in order to walk the walk that God is telling me to do. So having said that, I just want to reemphasize that these 4 weeks have been the beginning of a transformation. And we pray to God and we pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary that this transformation continues as our souls become filled with her love and the love of Jesus Christ in our lives, so that we can go out and bring this love to the world, thus contributing to building the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. On that note, I want to say thank you very much, ladies, for being a part of this journey. Thank you to our listeners for being here, for having committed yourself to this consecration to Mother Mary. And on that note, I leave you with my words that bless you, bless your families, and all those that you encounter along your journey. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here. Holy Spirit,
you have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbeau, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.